Hello and welcome to WDOT News. Starting us off with world news, Gitlin.
Today, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced the scheduling of a snap election in April to elect a new prime minister. This comes after the Socialist Party suffered major parliamentary defeats and failed to get their budget plan passed. It will mark the shortest administration in modern Spanish history. In other news, Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has reaffirmed his decision to stay in office. This comes after weeks of violence in Haiti with multiple deaths and an unsteady economy. Mr. Moïse has refused to step down. In the Middle East, a majority of lawmakers made the decision to extend presidential term length to 6 years. This would allow for President al-Sisi to serve for 12 more years and stay in office until 2034. Activists and human rights groups have spoken out against the decision. In India, after a suicide bomber killed 46 in Kashmir, the government has promised complete isolation from Pakistan moving forward. China has also closed its base camps in Tibet to tourists for the next few days as the camp was in unstable conditions. President Trump has also reaffirmed his plans to use emergency powers for the construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Although Democrats appeared to not be ready to compromise with the president, and they've called it a gross abuse of power. And now with national news, here's Cardino.
In national news, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency at the border in order to try to fund the building of the wall. This would give President Trump and the U.S. government about $8 billion to spend on the construction of the wall. Although President Trump has cited invasion of drugs, human traffickers, and criminals for his reasons for declaring a national emergency, Congress refused to approve his request. In other news, the oldest Supreme Court Justice, 85-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg, returned to work for the first time since undergoing surgery for lung cancer. Ginsburg missed arguments for her first time in more than 25 years of serving as a Supreme Court Justice while recuperating from her surgery. Although she was not physically in the courtroom, Ms. Ginsburg continued to work while she was at home recovering. In our final national story, a California man was sentenced to state prison for starting wildfires in the San Bernardino National Forest. 33-year-old Brandon McGlover pleaded guilty to two counts of burning a structure or forest land and could be facing over 12 years in prison. And now with local news, we have Charlie.
Thank you. Home prices have been steadily increasing on Long Island. According to the Multiple Listing Service of Long Island, Nassau County homes reached a median price of $525,000 last month, up 5% from a year earlier. In Suffolk County, homes sold for a median price of $380,000, an annual increase of 5.8%. Port Washington and Roslyn residents interested in taking a ride on the new Shore Road Shuttle can enjoy free fares and transfers through the week of February 18th through the 22nd. A local police officer rescued a dog outside on Plymouth Road in Plandome on Thursday evening while on duty. The officer drove around with the Labrador Retriever-looking dog in his warm police car to search for her home without success. He brought the dog home where he and his fiancée are taking care of her until they can locate her owner. Lastly, Public Access Television is calling for submissions from Long Island playwrights for its annual Norman Hall Memorial Playwrights Project Contest. Submissions will be accepted through May 31st. Winners will receive $1,000 and a professional television production of the play valued at $15,000. That's it for local news. Here is Kyle with sports.
Anthony Joshua has officially announced his bout with Gerald Big Baby Miller for his United States debut on June 1st at the Madison Square Garden. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder are expected to announce their rematch in the coming days. Spring training has officially begun. The Red Sox are still considered the favorites to win the World Series. Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are still unsigned. Luis Severino signed a 4-year, $40 million extension with the New York Yankees today. Last night, the Islanders defeated the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-0, the Washington Capitals defeated the San Jose Sharks 5-1, ending the Sharks' 7-game win streak, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Las Vegas Golden Knights 6-3 in Vegas, and the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Dallas Stars 6-0. The NHL trade deadline is in 2 weeks, and fans should expect to see big names such as Artemi Panarin and Matt Duchene moved. Kareem Hunt signed with the Cleveland Browns a couple days ago, thus sparking controversy over his infamous past. The New Orleans Pelicans have fired their general manager, Dell Demps, in wake of the Anthony Davis saga. The NBA All-Star Game is this Saturday, so get ready to cheer on your favorite players. Also, in other news, the NFL owners are attempting to replace Roger Goodell with Adam Silver. And in other news, here's Max Carlton.
First up in entertainment news, Ben Affleck has officially retired from the role of Batman in the DC movie. While on Jimmy Kimmel's talk show,
Ben explains, "I tried to direct a version of it and worked with a really good screenwriter, but just couldn't come up with a version. I couldn't crack it." He then goes on to explain his hopes for a new Batman to take his place. In other entertainment news, the trailer for the new Frozen 2 movie has released recently, and in less than 24 hours has already broken the record for most viewed animated movie trailer by amassing 116.4 million views online. This clearly anticipated movie is planned to launch into theaters on November 22nd of this year. Finally, in entertainment news, the potential Pirates of the Caribbean reboot is currently in hot waters, and writers are now unsure as to whether or not this reboot will ever see the light of day, especially after the departure of Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, two very talented writers in the Hollywood scene who had also worked on the Deadpool movie, which, as we all know, amassed a lot of money. And that concludes our entertainment segment. Now to Peter with business.
Thank you, Max. In business news, Amazon has dropped its plans for a new location in Long Island City. New York Senator Michael Gianaris has driven at the tech giant on the grounds that it will not help business in the city, as it hasn't in Seattle. Walmart is holding its own against Amazon. Analyst Oliver Chen has revealed in his new study that consumer satisfaction in Walmart is steadily rising ahead of the earnings reports coming in this Tuesday. President Donald Trump has struck again with his border wall, now declaring a national emergency to obtain funding for the wall, despite the $2 billion he has received to build it already in the bipartisan deal to end the government shutdown. And watching Wall Street today, everything seems to be looking up. The Dow Jones is up 326 points, NASDAQ is up 23.21, and the S&P 500 is up 20.37. Everything's looking bright and shiny. And speaking of shiny, let's turn it over to Harry with the weather.
Today will be a high of 49, humidity 73%, and precipitation 20%. And mostly cloudy, and a low of 32 and also cloudy. Saturday will be a high of 41 degrees, humidity 49%, precipitation 0%, and partly cloudy. And Saturday night, you can expect a low of 24 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, there's going to be a cold front. It will be a great day to stay inside. Sunday will be a high of 36, humidity 55%, and precipitation 0%, and mostly cloudy. And Sunday night, you can expect snow showers and expect 1 to 3 inches of snow and a low of 30. Monday night will be a high of 37, humidity 66%, and precipitation 40%, and AM rain and snow. If you are driving, you should take it slowly, and if you think of driving, you should stay home. And Monday night, you can expect a low of 21 and partly cloudy. Now with Offbeat News with Matt DiMarino.
Thanks, Harry. A brand new species of spiders has been discovered. It has a huge horn on its forehead, and journalist Mike Weiner writes, "It is truly nightmare fuel." In Turkey, it is reported that there was an earthquake that lasted for 50 days, however, no one felt it or knew that it happened. A couple in California had gotten married 12 different times in the last 12 months. Groom Kenji Tamaguchi claims, "I wanted to make sure that she had something memorable." Prince Harry gets serious in his interview about being a father, stating, "Changing a diaper is never straightforward, even if you are a prince." A Norwegian family that rescued a lost hamster in the wild were shocked to learn that it was in fact not a hamster, but a Norway lemming. The family soon released the animal back into the wild. Stefan Messenger from the Dodo reports, "In this case, the truth set her free." And that will be all for our show today.